if you've been around Pentecost for very long, or any church for very long, you have heard of our speaker, Nicky Cruz. He has one of the all-time Christian classics that he's written called Run, Baby, Run. It's published in 1968. It's been translated into more than 40 languages. It continues to be a top 10 bestseller in the United Kingdom and is the required reading in many high school curriculums in the UK, Finland, Australia, New Zealand, and many others. It's back there on that. You're going to want to get it. He was born in Puerto Rico, and his parents were involved in Satanism. His mom was a witch. His father was a satanic priest. He suffered abuse. But as a teenager, he was sent to New York City and quickly got involved with the gangs and rose into power in one of the most powerful gangs there in Brooklyn. And his life was on a downward spiral, and the court-ordered psychiatrist told him that he was doomed, finished, on his way to the electric chair. But a man by the name of David Wilkerson went to the streets of New York City. I remember it as a young minister there, being with my father-in-law as associate pastor there, 67 to 1972. And I had the, you've heard of Teen Challenge. Well, Nicky was the start of Teen Challenge with Brother David Wilkerson. I had the privilege of working with Lyle Noah at Teen Challenge in Dallas when I was associate pastor there in Garland. And most of you know our story of Blake going to Teen Challenge and how it helped change his life. And he graduated from Rhema Friday night. Praise God. I could go on and on talking about Nicky. His life story, David Wilkerson wrote The Crossing the Switchblade, and it was made into a movie, and it's still a very watched movie. Pat Boone and Eric Estrada were in that movie, and Nicky continues to preach the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ around the world. I want you to give him a great Rhema welcome to one of the God's chosen, Nicky Cruz.
Thank you. You might be seated. It's an honor to be here. I've been so many purposes in my life, and many crusades and a stadium and all of this, and all kinds of different nations and different languages. And it's good to be here because I heard so much about the reputations of this church. I want to introduce my son-in-law. He's a thief. He stole my daughter. Married her. And my daughter, Alicia, I want you to say hello to the crowd, okay? Now, of course, I'm here because I was just expecting to speak in this morning in the church and take airplanes and leave about 5-something. And I'm here because Luis Torres is a very close friend of mine, and I know them for a long time, and Gail, his wife. And you're going to notice something. She's gorgeous. She's beautiful. And the reason he then got married because Gail knew, and for the first time she met Luis Torres in the night. And then he said, whoa. Luis, you're my friend, and girl, would you please stand? So I know that they know you're here. He got a tremendous heart for evangelism. That is my calling. Not because I was nobody, but today I'm somebody. And don't say that this is pride. I'm somebody. I'm a child of the Lord Jesus Christ. I know there's so many questions going on. Unfortunately, the last time I was in Budapest, Hungary, and then I finished the two-day crusades, and we have every night about 4,000 people. And then we got the news about COVID, and I thought it was the basketball player from Los Angeles, Lakers. And then we had to leave right away. And there was a lot of people got converted. And this is a different country. And what happened is that we had to go through German right away. Patrick was in the telephone until 4 o'clock until he got me out of the mess. And since that, I thank God that I have a rest. And I want to be honest to you. I need it, and my expectation might be total different. The way I feel, the way I have done in my prayer, the way that we overcame a lot of things. And we thank God that we are alive, all of us. To God be the glory. And to the devil be the hell. He deserved that, and all the fallen angels. Thank you, Brother Hagen. I don't know what happened to me today. She meets you nighttime too, but she's still with you. Well, I'm going to do a mixture of things because some of you might heard about Nikki Cruz. Some of you know about me through books, through movies, through everything, through Dave Wilkerson, through everything. This is have gone all over the world. Who thought that I'm going to be that person that was picked up from the street? No way. There was no way. Care less about heaven, care less about hell. That's what I was, my destiny. And there's something about God that is awesome, magnificent, that regardless of my conversion, it is a miracle, because I never expect in my life that I'm going to be in the position that God put me as evangelist. And I have met all kinds of the most beautiful people, and I spoke in the place, Dr. Bison Peel Cathedral in New York. But you know, the spirit here is different. The music is fantastic. You should give it a hand to the worship team. And that is one of many. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to just incorporate something, but I want to talk about hidden voices. Everybody's getting confused. My goodness, if you began to listen to everybody, you began to listen to the media, And you began to see the way that this nation had been treated. And then this panicking situation, this epidemic things that is for real. But the thing is that you have to look to the other side. I want to be positive in this. I see it differently. I think for a long, long time the churches have been making lots of progress. They have biggest, tremendous program. But there was one thing that was missing, that we were so comfortable that God had to do something to get us out and do the work of evangelism, to bring people to Jesus. Because if you don't, if you just want to be teaching and teaching and teaching, you're going to get constipated. You have to flood yourself out. And because that, hearing voices, what that is mean? Following your emotions? Following your spiritual leaders? There's a tremendous individuality in all of us. A sense of understanding that the one that we really have to look up is Jesus Christ. And that is what you have to see. What he did. His love. Loving you. Loving me. Knowing your names. Knowing your problems. Knowing your anxieties and the fears and all of this. He's aware of all of this. But he promised to be with us. And we should never forget this. Listen, backsliders. Though that you don't know Jesus Christ, you must think and know that something strange is going to happen. It's not just because the epidemic. It had to do with the second coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. And nobody can know when or how. There's too many voices. For those who have been married, you know the voice of your husband. You know the voice of your wife, the children. When you begin to forget that, you better go and take a test. I tell you, I know the voice of my wife. She has a unique voice. A unique voice. Hi, Nikki. That's Gloria. I don't have to think twice. And me, you better get used to. You better get used to the way I speak. I do have an accent that has never gone away. I do have an accent. A sexy accent. Bam! I got you. You know the voice of your loved one. And there's many voices that they have so much influence and they are competing for our attention. Those voices, they are competing for our attention. And the only way that they can attack is our vulnerability. Because I never have seen people so vulnerable. That they have completely, that they have gone into a place that they never thought that they're going to be there. Listen to voices in their minds and all of this. This is sad. We live in an era of quick space. Busy, hustling. and bustling. Many are demand to consume our energy. Those voices consume our energy. TV, media, friends, famous people, all of these things. It's part that we always think about it. There's different voices, the voices of the world. That's what you have to put attention. Be careful the way you think about yourself. Be the best. Make the most money possible. Be respected because of your title, a prestige. Be rich. You know what is the best. Do what is the best for you. Look out for number one. And we began to think about all of these things, and then what else it can get into our head? Look at the way view God and Jesus Christ. From TV, then project the image that he's scary, distant, mean, lightning ball, death. Who want to be constantly thinking about all these things? You will go crazy. I mean, I'm going to be finished with how I make the distinctions when I was a child or being grew up from being total involved with a family of witchcraft. But the thing that I want to say is that voice, those voices in our inner soul, be careful, self-doubt. I need to build my ego so other people think I am important. Pride, I don't need anyone or anything. Comfort. I want an easy life. No pain. We don't want no pain. But let me tell you something about pain. Pain is connected with love. And it's connected because who? Because the cross. Because Jesus Christ died. Because he loved you. He loved me. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. The only thing that he got. So he gave his life. That was an act of love. But getting to inside the pain. Going to Jesus' pain in that cross. When he said, Oh God, have thou forsaken me? It's serious. Love and pain is right there in the cross. Jesus loved you and he gave his life for you. And the pain that he went through, he did it because you. He never chickened out. If you think that he was godless, you're in trouble. And there's things that we need to learn the way of God. The way he speaks to us. His word. The way that we should completely understand the purpose why we are here. There's so many voices of theology. There's so much theology that you almost get chopped up with theology. Theology that God never heard about it. Gee. You got to discern the voice that you listen. There's a lot of false prophets. Right now, it's packed. If you go through this pistol, they're going to warn you, be careful. Because the early church was so vulnerable and there was just giving so much love and then receive everybody. So then the apostle had to come and then be truthful and tell us that this is we have to be careful. Right now there's people who worship Satan thinking that they're worshiping God. There are people who think, because I was invited to one of these, to in New Orleans. Well, I was invited to this church, and we don't know. Patrick began to investigate. Big, large church. That church believed, look at this, we find out that that church believed that in the end, the devil and Jesus are going to be friends. Big church. It seems like we are dreaming. Dream never die, but the dreamer do. Love never die, but the lover do. You cannot mix it. That's oil and water. Who is the one that you should worship? Who is the one that you should turn and give everything that you have, all your problems, all your anxiety, all your fear, all your anger? There's a lot of people right now that are so angry, viciously angry, because they listen to all these voices. What happened that a little girl had to kill the sister? What kind of voice is that? Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to tell you, this is the time that we should be aware of this. This is all kinds of voices that they are getting through our head. We're going to have to discern what voice you are listening. There are voices of suicidal. I ask you in the name of Jesus, every parent in this place, every young people in this place, that you better pray, especially the parents, you better pray for the soul of your children, because the devil is active and the demon dimension is active, and we have to take a stand. We don't want to lose our teenagers. Listen to me, teenager. You are very important to the kingdom of God. You got to make a decision. You got to keep yourself clean. I got for my wife. She was very hard for me to get her. Oh, yes. I try everything. I remember that. She's gorgeous. I don't know what she saw in me. I don't know where the camera, but I'm a good-looking guy. I think so. And you say you proud. But we do believe that right now there's a wave of evil. And I want to talk to all of you, to who are listening this moment. I'm turning the table around. I take what it was bad, good. Because God's going to cleanse the church, and God's going to start cleansing the pulpit. The pastor, the evangelist, the teacher. We need to turn around. We don't want to listen to any voice but the voice of God and the heartbeat of those that need Jesus Christ. These voices are so real. They're full of rage. This is what you're fighting. I don't want to talk to the church. I want to, because you know better than that. And I don't know, by the way, I'm getting too rough. We have to learn the way God speaks to us. I think you've been teach about that. And you know what? I don't want to go in detail because you should know better than that. You should know the voices that is going on in the world. I don't trust nobody right now. I trust the only thing I trust is Jesus Christ and the brothers and sisters that really love the Lord and they don't have no hiding agenda. You want me to tell you about? I'm not going to close this. This is making me boring. You know, excuse me if I get a little emotion. I should be dead. David explained in the Bible that he placed us in the wounds of our mom, our mother. And you never know who you're going to be until you are in that field of knowing yourself and knowing where you're going and knowing where, how you stand. I want to just finish with this. It's personal. Very personal. And I don't like it. I have done it thousands of times in front of thousands of thousands and millions of people just with my voice. It hurt me so bad. It hurt because I had to flash back painfully into the past. And to see that you cannot live by the past because you will be miserable. You got to leave that in the hands of God and look at yourself of today and the future that is wrapped up in Jesus. And you know what? What a privilege that I have holding this microphone in front of all of you. It's a privilege to say that I was dead. I know what hate is all about. I experience. It's a self-destructive spirit. Cut the castle of your imaginations. Come in like a seductive lady, which is called loneliness. I began to crawl inside of you and choke you and make you feel and hear voices that you never thought. Kill yourself, Nikki. You're nothing. You're a mess. When you walk the streets, the mother take their children and cross to the other side because they're scared of you, because the evil in you. I was born in Puerto Rico. Where you was born, Luis? Puerto Rico. So say you are Puerto Rican. Thank you. I didn't ask for this. I wasn't born yet. But I have a question. Why did God place me in the wounds of a witch? If I extend my arms toward you, you know what is wrong to my veins? The blood of my mother, the witch, and the blood of my father, the satanic priest. I was born a loser. I was born to go to hell together with my mother and my father that were worshiping the devil. They were sacrificing all kinds of animals, crushing them. Try to copy Jesus Christ. The lamb. And when I was pushed into the world of the living, it was cold when that baby born. And the first thing that he started crying, or she started crying, telling you a message. It's cold. I've been born in a cold environment. And my mother brought me into this world. Why me? Because I got a big family. 17 brothers and one sister. Yeah, my father was a very romantic human being. Why me? Do you ask that question? Why me? Why my mother choose me out of all my brother and one sister? Her name is Carmen. And she deserved the name because she liked a lot of cars. And in Spanish, it's a lot of cars and men. That is Carmen. How many Carmen we have? No. My daughter get upset when I say this. Why? She choose me. Why? She hurt me. Why? She didn't like me. Why she grabbed me when I was a little boy in my days of innocence and grabbed me by my two little arms, pressed so tight, forced me to look at her eyes. My mother had been abusing me. Not sexually, but physically. She took all the anger of hell on me. Why my mother cursed me? Why I'm so vulnerable? I love you, ma'am. I don't know what evil is all about. Why you grab me by my little arm and tell me I hate you and I hate you? You are not my son. Get away from my life. And you know what hurt you the most? When your mother tells you, I curse the day that I brought you into this world. That is the word of a human lips. I curse the day that I brought you into this world. Get out of my life. You are good for nothing. You are a failure. You ugly. That's a lie. That's a lie. The devil is a liar. Why don't stop now? I'm talking about voices. Why this voice got so deep inside of me and my soul? Why it haunted me for years? Why when I brushed my teeth when I was in the game and my hand was full of blood? Because I did a lot of bad things. And many things I neglect. I hurt people. I hate people and I hate myself. Why? I'm trapped and there's no way. Why I have to escape from Puerto Rico and come to New York City very young? Why I want to sleep in the train that runs 24 hours day and night in New York City?
changing from train to train just to try to sleep or to be a place where it's warm. Why I have to go? And these things that you hurt somebody so bad, and blood was all over my face, my hair, my clothes. That time is fall, and I have a raincoat full of blood. And I went to that room, to the tiny room that I used to live, just one bed, one table, two chairs, a sink, and a mirror, and I'm brushing my teeth, and there is the face of my mother. Look the way that the devil works. How he uses your imagination. I'm watching my mother laughing. Listen to that voice, that it was so clear in my as a child. Watching 3 o'clock, how loneliness used to come in and just play game with my head. It was a seductive lady that crawled inside of me and hurt me. Bring me all kinds of thoughts, diabolic thoughts, but especially to kill myself. How you feel when you go and take a shower and you just throw that clothes away and you're taking a shower and you let that water come down and you can see the mix of water and blood just disappear below. How do you feel that I had the energy to just come and wash myself with that soap? I was gone. No feeling. I was living in a jungle in New York, like a concrete jungle, and the law of the jungle is different. An animal had to kill another animal for survival. You become an animal. I became that way. And I was trapped. Trapped. You know what I mean, trapped? Controlled by a force that you cannot dominate. That play with your emotions because you are so vulnerable. I thank God. Sum it up. For Dave Wilkerson, it's with Jesus. And I miss him. That dared to come to New York, as he read in Life magazine how the gang was killing one another. And God told him to come to New York. I could not sleep. He could not eat. His wife, Gwen, was pregnant, ready to give birth to a baby. And now the Holy Spirit tells Wilkerson, go to New York. It's an emergency. How he going to tell his wife that anytime she's expecting a baby? Gary Wilkerson. And he was going, like always, he prayed from 2 to 6 o'clock in the morning. That's his habit. Was his habit. I was coming down to pray because he was confused. God telling him to go to New York, and here his wife is expecting, and then he could not make it. He just fell down right there in the middle of the aisle and just dropped his face and everything. I start crying and crying, and that voice was strong. Go, go. How am I going to tell Gwen, his wife, that I need to go to New York? And then he just ran out. He didn't finish the prayer that he used to do. Went out and went up in the master bedroom. Here it was, his wife holding her stomach. And the first thing that came to her mouth, go to New York. go ahead. Leave. Leave two of the sister to take care of me. Sinner like me. And nobody like me. And he came. I don't know how the police told him, don't go. Don't you go into that war zone. They're going to kill you, son. And who's going to go with you? What do you expect for a Pentecostal preacher? God's going to be with me. The police say, he better go with you because we ain't not going with you. So he did everything he came. And he started just talking like a crazy guy in the street like Noah. He didn't come to condemn. He didn't say that. He didn't come, you go to hell if you don't give your heart to Jesus Christ. I think he was more smart than that. He just stand there, he opened his mouth, and he started screaming. And I didn't know what, I was three blocks down. Then I was with my girlfriend, and then my girlfriend, I told her, look, something's going on. Look at these people running to our place, our territory, our turf. Come. She said, no, I don't know. This is somebody got killed. That's the reason people get happy here in New York. I said, come with me. But we have a way of talking when you be initiated in the gang. And I was one of the leaders. She said, no. And then I had to give a decision. You know, all these guys that the gangs, do you know where that all those signals came? All those signs? It came from those days. When I was in the gang, the way we walk. And we say, when I say you come, okay? I'm transforming myself now. When I say you go, you go. Do you understand? Let's call Nikki. She knows that she was in trouble. I think she would lay flat on the floor. Let's go. We start running. We came and hear about 300 people. And there I heard this voice. God has the power to change your life right now. I said, hey, shut up. There's no God. What you doing here? I said, I want to see this guy. Because I told him, shut up, don't say a word, or I kill you. Wilkerson said nothing. But my curiosity was too strong. I started pushing the people. And there I'm face to face with the preacher, David Wilkerson. I look at him and I step back and I said, you? Look at you. You skinny, skinny like a spaghetti. You don't know how to dress. It seems like you're going to a funeral. And maybe you think that I'm the funeral. You have a black suit, a white shirt. I can describe it very well. And a tiny black tie. The guy who gave Wilkerson the haircut, it was nothing but a butcher. It was terrible. Yeah, it was terrible. Then, if you know, see any picture of Dave Wilkerson, I don't know if you have seen Brother Hay, the way that Wilkerson, he got those thick, thick glasses. And here he confronted me, and I tried to psych him out.
That's the way you know by people's eyes how to attack them. I couldn't. It was so thick that I tried to look at his eyes. His eyes was going here, there, and there. You get dizzy. I'm serious. You get dizzy. But worker's son took it. I spit at him. I throw him against the wall. If you say anything, I kill you. He was shaking. You a pastor, Pastor Hagen. That's a test. He was shaking. I don't know what he was going through his mind. I don't read minds. But out of the blue sky, he kept silent for a few minutes. And it was a confrontation, a very strong confrontation. And you know what happened? Out of the blue sky, this guy, the preacher, Wilkerson, started screaming at me. Kill me! Go ahead, kill me. Is that going to make you feel good? Go ahead and do it. And I know you can do it in front of these people that are scared. Do it. Kill me. Nikki, you can kill me. You can cut me in 1,000 pieces. You can throw them on the street. And let me tell you one thing. Every little piece going to cry out, Jesus love you, Nikki. That's the message. He was laying his life for Jesus. He was ready to die because he believed that the gospel is a powerful word. It was a specific call. And you know what? The one who went crazy was me. Everything in my head, Jesus love you, Jesus love you. The face of the preacher when I was sleeping, I tried to sleep about 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning. Jesus love you, Jesus love you. No. For 2 weeks, every day, every night, Jesus love you, Jesus love you, Jesus love you. In the park, in the train, in the street, mugging, chilling, lying. Jesus love you. Jesus love you. Getting stoned, getting high. Jesus love you. Now I'm a mess. Before it was the devil, now it's Jesus. Listen to me. Before it was the devil, now it's Jesus Christ. Who can fight against the lion?
I went to church. Not to church. I went to Hugh Wilkerson. Because my friend Israel, they got to get close to him. He's my closest friend. And he invited me. I said, for what? Why you want to go and see this guy? Come on, they're going to send a bus and they're going to take us. So I went.
Wilkerson was naive. He invited 12 different gangs, enemies. There was 2,000 people in that place. I don't know from where they came in. 2,000 people.
And then this girl, Puerto Rican girl, beautiful girl, she was singing. She was about 18 or 19, our age. And she was singing, so we start dancing.
Yeah, baby, come on. This is going to make you sing better.
The poor girl, she could not handle it. She dropped the microphone, and she split. Wilkerson grabbed the microphone, and this is what happened. In 7 minutes, I heard the gospel of Jesus Christ. There was no preaching of hell and God of the deeps of hell. No, no, no. He began to talk about the crucifixion of Jesus Christ the last 2 minutes, and he got my attention because I was a man of violence. I know what it means to be a bloody type of person. And here he talking the crucifixion of Jesus Christ, what they did to him, and I'm getting anger. I look at Israel and he start going and he was penetrating. He used this right thing, violence, because the way that Jesus Christ died, it was a violent way. And because I identify with violence, the first thing I began to say, because he said that, then grab Jesus, then jerk his beard, they slap his holy face. He took a cross, and I listened to all of this. And people were making fun of him. They didn't care as they whipping 39 times. He carried that cross. He do carry that cross. That is love. And that is pain. And I was thinking, now it's me talking to myself. Man, he's a good guy. He don't deserve that. I know the court system. He don't deserve that. He deserved to leave. I deserve the electric chair. I am bad. I'm not good for nothing. He is good. No complain. He didn't chicken out. He took it. That's the reason why we used to say, I am no ashamed of the gospel. You should never say that word. Because that means you are ashamed of Jesus Christ, the sacrifice of Christ, the way he died. And then just like that, he started crying. And I said, what's the matter with this guy? Crying like a baby. No. It was a wave of compassion that was moving into his soul and heart, his emotions. And he was crying, and then he said, Nikki, can I pray for you? I said, nope. Mm-mm. Israel, Nikki, we're all going to get killed. But you're going to get killed right away, Nikki. Let this man pray for us. But remember, before that, Wilkerson, he was innocent. You know, he was a country preacher. He was very... He make us to collect the offering. The mama was my gang. I want you, mama, to collect my offering. That before my conversion. I said, what? So I took fire of the guy. Come on, let's go and collect the offering. And then we start like that. We went and then give us a big basket. Big one. No Kentucky, that's too small. And then, how you expect again collecting an offering a bunch of thieves? So here I just went, and we, five guys and myself, we went and we start collecting the offering. We brought fear all over that congregation. We was wrath, we were cursing. I mean, blank, blank, blank. And there you come, And then people are dropping money like crazy. Then it got very intense in the third road. There was a guy that it was Mr. Muscle guy, Puerto Rican, tall. And the only thing that he wanted to show, because in that time you rolled your T-shirt and you put your cigarette and then you show your muscles. And then I saw that guy, something in me, I didn't like him. I didn't know him, I didn't like him. So Tico was going to collect the offering for him. I said, Tico, psst. He is my baby. I'm going to collect the money. I went across, he was in the middle. I said, put the money right here. Blank, blank, put the money. Then he opened, he did it, like intimidate me. I was crazy. Maybe he, my stature or whatever. And then he took his wallet, and I look, what a stupid guy. He took $1 bill, and there were $20 bill. So he took the one, and he put it in the basket. And I took that $1, and I hid it in his chest, and I told him, you know something? Put that money here. He got spiritual. No, seriously, I don't know nothing about spirituality. I say, put that money here. No. You don't tell me what to do. No. I say, bang, bang, put that money here right now. He said, God is the only one who can tell me what to do. Hey, he's up there. I don't know who he is. He's up there, but I'm down here, and I'm going to tell you that you put that money here. Oh, goodbye. Goodbye. The guy threw his wallet, everything. And that the only collection, Pastor Hagen, that was the only collection that people were dropping their wallets. They didn't care. It was a big, big offering. And that is in the late 58. Can you imagine Wilkerson reading the driver license of whatever, Fulano, this, would you please come and get your offering? I mean, you driver license. And we give the money to the preacher. Ladies and gentlemen, there's something about God, something about the Holy Spirit, something about Jesus. Let me tell you, it's a packet of surprises. You don't know from where the wind is blowing, but it's blowing. And you know, in that moment, I was so gone that I didn't know what's going on right there. And I remember very, very well that I told the guy, hey, don't touch no money. He said, what? Don't touch anything. You see these people? You see that preacher up there? That man? He thinks that we are a bunch of thieves. Tico say, Nicky, we are thieves. We're going to steal the money. I say, no. I'm going to teach him a lesson. I'm going to give every penny to this man. Trust the Holy Spirit. Let him go. And I gave the money to the preacher. I was set up by the Holy Spirit. And you know what? What a good feeling when you do something nice. I was so happy. I really was. Wow, Nikki, look what you have done. You're a good boy. I'm talking to myself. Look what you did. That was the day when workers were talking in 7 minutes about the crucifixion, the last 2 minutes, the crucifixion of Jesus Christ. That was the day I respond, not only myself, but my girlfriend and 25 guys and their girlfriend. We came forward, and here we standing there. Wilkerson was shocked, was surprised, and here there's something strange happened. The people were praying. I mean, you can feel the people of God praying, because it was a very intense situation. They were praying for David Wilkerson to come alive from that service. And I tell you one thing. Yes, God answered prayer. Thank God for the saint. Thank God for the born-again family of the kingdom of the Lord, because he listened to the prayer. And that was the night that it happened. It's happened. My boys and the girl were crying like little baby. I mean, crying so hard, moaning and groaning. I can hear them, and I got mad. But I never thought it was going to happen to me. And then I look at Issy and I told him, I hit him. He turned his head and his face. He was crying. I mean, crying hard. And I said, do you believe in that thing? What are you doing? He said, I gave my heart to Jesus. I said, what? Then I didn't, it's my friend, I didn't curse, or I didn't say nothing. I said, that's cool. That's cool. I put my head down, and I tried to distract myself. Hitting the floor, because I don't want to think about it. And I was fighting, because there was something inside of me want to come out. And I was fighting, and no, this is my pride. I'm not going to do it in front of my gang. No way I can do that. And then, silent tears betrayed me. And those tears start coming down and down. My chest was hurting. My heart wanted to come out from my mouth, and I couldn't hold it anymore. And then I heard Dave Wilkerson, Nikki, he's all over you, to give your heart to Jesus. And then in that moment when I was going through that, I was so choked up with pain. I could not swallow. And I fall on my knees. And I draw my face right here in my hands. And the tear was going through my finger. And the pain began to be more intense. And there, I had to come to a place when I had to deal with my past. And there, the devil was the devil. And he never going to change until he go to hell. And I tell you one thing, in that moment of vulnerability, because I was vulnerable to something that I didn't see. I didn't see Jesus Christ, but I can feel him all over me. And there, I have the chance to express my childhood feeling. And I asked him, I told him, like a child, did you love me? That man say that you love me. Do you? Please help me. Help me. I don't know what to do or what to say. The only thing, do you love me? Like this man say that you love me. And that instantly I was embraced by the love of Jesus. And healing came through my heart and my mind. And for the first time, sorry wasn't enough. I told him, forgive me, help me. I don't know you, but help me. And he did. I gave my heart to Jesus. And now I'm free, free like a bell. I can settle over the sky and I can say, I am free. I'm like a bird. I can go and touch you and you can touch me anytime that you want. I was free, and not only I was free, but that night is a night that I'll never forget. Not only got converted, but that was the night that Jesus Christ broke the curse of the Cruz family. My mother got converted because I brought my mother to Jesus. And I forgive my mother. My father came to Jesus. 13 of my brother came to Jesus. 3 of my brother, oh, I want to bless you more. 3 of my brother became minister of the gospel. I'm the only evangelist. There could not be evangelist. There's just one evangelist, Nikki Cruz. In the family. That's enough. I keep you for a long time, and you was very attentive. Oh, where's the music? Hey, you guys. Hello. Run, baby, run. You are beautiful, you guys. Yeah. Come in. Let's join the party.
Let's what?
We're going to have a party tonight.
Very sure.
We're going to have a party tonight.
Very sure.
A party of joy, forgiveness, love, repentance. I want everybody standing, please. It took a long time. I need to go back again to my schedule of speaking. But I feel so good because you are good. I'm going to challenge you. If Jesus Christ changed Nikki Cruz, he can change you too. If Jesus brought the curse in my life, and use me to bring the gospel to my family. And it was so beautiful to embrace. And in the moments that my mother was dying, she was dying. She was a packet of bone. And in the mix of that, many churches got together to pray for the Cruz family. And a lady brought a candle oil all over but the house of the witches, then called the house of the witches. Put oil all over. She was speaking in another language. She went inside without permission because my father was bad. And she put oil. She didn't care. She was an old lady that was loved Jesus. And my mother got converted. And my mother asked me, can you accept me as your mother? I said, yes, you're my mother. You brought me into this world. God placed me in your womb, the sons, to be what I am today. It's over. The curse is over. And the curse is going to be over right now in everyone that the devil tries to really confuse you, to hurt you. I want you to get out of your seat. I want you to get out and say, Nikki, I need that Jesus that you're talking about. Because it took a lot for me to empty myself to you. I want you to get out from whatever you can bring your friend, you can bring your whole family. I want to see a lot of teenagers come to here, and I want to see a lot of marriage couples to come here. You don't have to be afraid of no one. Don't you dare be afraid of no one in this room. Be yourself and get out from your seat. Don't start looking around who's going to be the first one. Chickens. Come as the team going to be singing. I want you to get up from your seat. Those who have drifted away from Jesus, you need to be here. Come. Okay? Beautiful. Just come from everywhere. Blessed be the holy name of Jesus. Don't look around. Just get out of your seat because this is a moment. Yes, coming close to me. Don't go over there. What's the matter with you? You know, come on. Oh, yes. Yes. What's the matter with you people here? What's the matter with you? You know that you need Jesus. You know some of you have backslide. Get out and just come. Don't be afraid of nobody in this place. Be yourself for the first time. Come in all the day. Don't stay there on the aisle. Oh, you want to take a picture of me, no? Start singing something.
Freedom reigns in the house of the Lord. Freedom reigns in the
just
house
come.
Of the Lord. Freedom reigns. Freedom reigns. Freedom reigns.
Bring your friend because there's a lot of you have friends.
Freedom reigns in the house of
I hope
Lord.
That you invited somebody. Come, backsliders. You got. You got to open yourself to Jesus. You got to say, more than I'm sorry, forgive me, Jesus. Come on, hit it. Some of you, you're hiding for the truth. You're hurting. You're miserable. Your marriage is in trouble. You have backslid. You have drifted away. But oh, no, no, no. No matter what, Jesus still loves you. You know what I'm going to do? And I will drop this microphone. But I do feel within my soul. This is going to be my last crying out to you. From my soul to your soul. From my heart to your heart. Don't be afraid and give Jesus the place that he deserves. If you have gone the wrong way, come back to the right way. It's through the cross, through Jesus Christ. I want you to get up from wherever you are. I want you to extend your hands to that person that you brought, your friends. Be like Israel that he has become, Nikki. And I'm grateful for Israel. And I want you to come. This is my last cry now. Can we change the music to something slow and more connected? Just come. That's right. Come on. This is a cry now. I'm serious. Beautiful, you guys. You don't have to be afraid of nobody in this place. The one who should be afraid is the devil. We're going to sing one more time, and that's it. I've finished. Take a lot of guts to grab your friend and say, I go with you. Bring your family, bring your wife, bring your husband. Turn, we got to make it right this time. Our children, they need us. Our children are in danger right now. You might see it now, but you might never see it again. Do you know that the devil is playing a game? And that game is destruction. My last call. And that's it. Pastor, will you please come, Pastor? Don't give me the responsibility to me. You come here with that shining shirt that you have. Who gave that shirt to him?
Thank you, Jesus.
I know you love Jesus. I know you want to get it right with Jesus. I know that a lot of things happen in your home that you wanted Jesus to clean it and to shape it. We're going to sing one more time. And I'm going to turn the microphone. No, I'm going to pray. I'm going to do an inspirational prayer. Just a moment. I want you to come. This is urgent. And then I will pray for you. And I will turn the microphone to Pastor Hill. Sing.
All my life you have been faithful.
Just come. Make you move. Make you move. Jesus is going to walk with you. Yes.
With every breath that I am able, I will sing of the goodness of God.
Listen. Listen to this, Jesus. Go ahead, sing.
I've been faithful.
You keep singing until I tell you. Go ahead. Too far from me. You don't be afraid of me. Can you please come over here so I can see you? I know right now we are hurting as a nation. I didn't want to get into because we're going to beat this. Just come to me, close to me. Oh, Jesus. That's good. Bring your friend, because I don't know why it happened to me. And I'm not take this long. Hey, beautiful girl. You are beautiful. Oh, sweet Jesus. Love her. Love her so much. Give a kiss of forgiveness from heaven in her heart. She's beautiful. Let that beauty be given to you, Jesus. I don't know what's the matter. I don't know. Church, pray, please. Pray, 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 pray. Tell like when I got converted, when Wilkerson was surrounded by prayer and the angels of the Lord was moving all over that place. They are blessed. All of you are blessed. It's over. Jesus is gonna take you to the cross and nail everything right there for you to be free, free indeed. I'm gonna say this little prayer. Can you, where the synthesizer? You got it there? Put me in a good mood. Yes. Yeah, he's doing it. It's all right, no piano. I want the body of Christ to unite yourself with the power of Christ, and we're gonna come against every spirit of darkness over Tulsa and the family and everybody. We got to win this fight, and we're gonna win this fight because Jesus is with us. He come in a white horse. He coming to destroy the work of the devil. This is no emotion. Yes, just cry. Don't let it hold it. Just let it go. You know what? Sometimes the church have forgot how to cry. We have forgot to be broken, to be mourning and groaning with Jesus, the Holy Spirit. I'm going to say this prayer, then Pastor, don't go, Pastor. You're going to say this sinner prayer. Would you please? I know you want to touch everyone who came forward. Can you extend your hands and you can touch it from wherever you are? Yes, right here. I want to tell them that you have been protected by the prayer of the saint in this place. Father Jesus, in this moment, I thank you so much for this privilege that you have given me. For the joy to see so many that today they're going to change the course of their life and they're going to give it to you, Jesus. I pray that in this moment you give them a new heart, just like what happened to me. Oh God, I didn't see you, but I can feel you. Let these people feel you, Jesus. Feel you, love. Feel the kiss of forgiveness. Change their heart. Change their mind. We come against the enemy of our enemy. And the church of the Lord gonna stand firm in this moment. Because we're standing on a rock. And in this moment we tell the devil to get out of these people's life right now. Right now.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory to Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Be loose. Lose yourself. What's the
be
matter
loose
with you?
In the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Lose yourself.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
I know all of you came for many, many different reasons. But I want to make sure that somebody prays with you personally. So if you would come, see Brother Greg there? We got a place called a prayer room, and I want to give you three little books. Would you just go there? There are people waiting there. Each one of you be prayed with individually and in depth. So would you just go? I know some of you just came for freedom. Some of you came for rededication, many different things. So just go right now to that place of prayer. That place of prayer. Thank God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Everybody in congregation, reach your hands out toward these people. Say this one in the Heavenly Father. Thank you for every one of these. Wrap your arms of love around them. And may every spiritual need in their life be met tonight. And they won't leave here like they came. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Praise God. There is joy in the house. Come on, sing it out. There is joy in the house of the Lord.
We're going to receive a special offering for Brother Nicky so that he can continue to go around the world and preach this story of love. You know, it's the love of God. It's not telling somebody they're going to hell or they got to stop this or they got to stop that. If you start talking to them about the love of God and it gets a hold of their heart, you don't have to tell them about any of that other stuff. It all drops off. Hallelujah. I knew this story. I graduated from high school in 58, and I was raised in church and been in church all my life. You know, used to us preachers' kids, they given all these great testimonies. And finally, one of the guys came up and he said, "Hey, we have just as great a testimony. God kept me from all of it. Thank God for the delivering power, but thank God for the keeping power. And I'm talking so you can write your checks out, big ones, and get your money out. And if you want to text your gift, you text it to guest, amount, 28950. If it's the first time you're texting, they'll give you little prompts on the screen. You fill them out. Hallelujah to Jesus. Did anybody enjoy this tonight? David Wilkerson went to the streets in New York City, and he told those Just like he said, Jesus loves you. Some of those people never heard that anybody loved them. I've preached many countries of the world myself and told them the story of Jesus. He loved them so much. We need to get a hold of the fact when we walk out of here to take the love of Jesus to a lost and dying world. You know that song, Light a Fire in Me? That we're going to sing that in a minute. Ushers, get ready. You ready to give? Heavenly Father, I thank you for the opportunity that we have to give of our seed into the ministry of Nikki Cruz. I thank you, Father, that every need of his ministry will be met. But I thank you, Father, as people come in line with your word concerning the laws of giving and receiving, that all of their needs will be met also. I thank you for it in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen. Go ahead, gentlemen. Receive the offering right now.
Set a fire down in my soul that I can't contain, that I can't control.
And I hope a fire has been lit in you tonight to go and reach people that are hurting.
Contain that I can't control, 'cause I want more of you, God. 'Cause I want more of you, God. Set a fire down in my soul that I can't contain, that I can't control. 'Cause I want more of you, God. 'Cause I want more of you, God. Set a fire down in my soul.
The song I want. It's called, what is it called? For the sake of the world, light a fire in me. Yeah, there it is. I wasn't very specific, but I am now.
For the sake of the world, burn like a fire in me. Light a flame in my soul.
Singing a song, and let a fire be lit on the inside of you to take the love of God to the streets. Thank you, Jesus. Brother Nikki's book table is right out there in that north lobby. Will you just go by there? The whole story is, his story is in that book, Run Baby Run, and then David Wilkerson, The Crossing the Switchblade. And there is a movie, it's called The Crossing the Switchblade. It stars Pat Boone and Eric Estrada. You might want to, anybody ever seen that? Oh, a lot of you have. It's good, so you can probably go somewhere and find it. I don't know, we got so many avenues now to go to, you can find it somewhere, I guarantee you. Hey guys, thanks for being here tonight. And continue to pray for Brother Nikki as he goes around the world preaching the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, telling the story that Jesus loves you. Hallelujah. Wednesday night right here, Hour of Power. I'll be here Sunday morning. Be here. God bless. You're dismissed. Don't forget to go out there in the north lobby and get some of Brother Nikki's books, especially Run, Baby, Run.